Have you ever paused to truly listen to the words you speak about yourself? What if I told you that those very words are helping to shape your destiny? My friends, today we will explore a transformative journey as we uncover the profound impact of speaking blessings over ourselves. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. I want you to understand that your words are not mere sounds disappearing into the air. They are seeds planted in the fertile soil of your mind and spirit. Every syllable you utter carries the power to uplift or tear down, to inspire or discourage, to create or destroy. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, we find this powerful truth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. What you choose to speak over yourself and others can either cultivate a garden of blessings or a wilderness of despair. Today, let's choose to speak life, planting words that will grow into a harvest of divine favor and purpose in our lives. I will guide you through three biblical principles and key aspects of speaking blessings. Number one, the power of self-proclamation. My friends, our words are not just expressions of our thoughts. They are architects of our reality. When we speak, we're not merely describing our world. We're actively shaping it. This truth is deeply rooted in Scripture, as we see in Genesis 1 verse 3. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God Himself demonstrated the creative power of words at the very beginning of time. As beings created in His image, we too possess this ability to speak things into existence. Now, I'm not suggesting we can create physical matter with our words, but we can certainly create atmospheres, mindsets, and opportunities through what we declare. When we consistently speak positivity and faith over our lives, we're aligning ourselves with God's promises. We're opening doors for His blessings to flow freely into our situations. On the other hand, when we speak negatively about ourselves, we may unintentionally close those same doors. Think about it. How often have you talked yourself out of trying something new? How many times have you reinforced your own limitations with phrases like, "I can't," or "I'm not good enough"? These seemingly harmless statements can become self-fulfilling prophecies if we're not careful. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, we read, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Our thoughts and words are intimately connected. What we habitually say about ourselves eventually becomes what we believe about ourselves. And what we believe about ourselves ultimately determines how we live our lives. This is why it's crucial to be intentional about the words we speak over ourselves. We must learn to replace negative self-talk with declarations of faith and hope. Instead of saying, "I'm so stupid," try saying, "I have the mind of Christ." Rather than declaring, "I'll never succeed," declare, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." These aren't just positive affirmations. They're biblical truths that have the power to transform your life. In Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 11, God tells us, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." just as God's words never return void. The words we speak in faith have the power to accomplish great things. When we align our speech with God's promises, we're partnering with Him in bringing those promises to fruition. It's not about denying reality or pretending that everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on God's truth rather than our temporary circumstances. It's about speaking life, even when death seems to surround us. Consider the story of the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, verses 25 to 34. For 12 years, she suffered from a condition that made her an outcast in society. But she didn't let her circumstances dictate her future. Instead, she spoke words of faith to herself, declaring this powerful statement in Mark 5, verse 28. If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Her words of faith led to action, and her action led to her healing. This is the power of speaking blessings over ourselves. It's not just about the words themselves, but about the faith and action they inspire. When we declare God's promises over our lives, we're positioning ourselves to receive those promises. We're aligning our hearts with His will and opening ourselves up to His transformative power. In Ephesians 4, verse 29, Paul advises us, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." While this verse is often applied to how we speak to others, it's equally important in how we speak to ourselves. The words we use should build us up, not tear us down. They should impart grace to our own hearts, encouraging us to become all that God has created us to be. My dear friends, I challenge you today to become more aware of the words you speak over yourself. Are they words of life or words of death? Do they align with God's promises or with your fears and insecurities? Remember, you have the power to change the narrative of your life through your words. Choose to speak blessings and watch as those blessings begin to manifest in your life. In Psalms 19, verse 14, David prays, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." Let this be our prayer too, as we learn to speak blessings over ourselves. May our words reflect the truth of who God says we are, not who the world says we are or who our insecurities tell us we are. As we align our speech with God's word, we'll find ourselves walking in greater confidence and faith. We'll begin to see ourselves as God sees us, beloved, capable, and full of potential. So, my friends, let's make a commitment today to be mindful of our words. Let's choose to speak life, to declare God's promises, and to proclaim His goodness over our lives. As we do, we'll begin to see transformation in our thoughts, our actions, and ultimately, our circumstances. Remember, the power of life and death is in your tongue. Choose life. Choose blessings. Choose to speak the words that will shape a future filled with God's favor and purpose. Number two, aligning our words with God's truth. My friends, now that we understand the power of our words, let's explore how we can align our speech with God's truth. It's one thing to speak positively, but it's another to speak in agreement with what God says about us. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, we are instructed to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This verse reminds us that our thoughts, and by extension, our words, should be in submission to God's truth. When we speak blessings over ourselves, we're not just engaging in positive thinking. We're declaring God's promises and His perspective over our lives. So how do we ensure that our words align with God's truth? The first step is to immerse ourselves in Scripture. In Psalms 1 verses 2 to 3, we read about the blessed man. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. When we meditate on God's word, we're filling our minds with His truth. This truth, then, naturally flows out in our speech, aligning our words with God's perspective. Consider the life of Paul, who faced numerous challenges and persecutions. Despite his circumstances, he consistently spoke words of faith and encouragement. In Philippians 4, verse 13, he declares, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." This wasn't just positive thinking. It was a declaration rooted in his understanding of God's power and faithfulness. We too can adopt this mindset, speaking words of faith even in the face of adversity. Another key aspect of aligning our words with God's truth is understanding our identity in Christ. In Ephesians 1 verse 3, Paul tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." When we grasp this truth, our words will naturally reflect the reality of who we are in Christ. Instead of speaking from a place of lack or insecurity, we'll speak from a place of abundance and confidence. We'll declare, "I am blessed, I am loved, I am forgiven, because these are the truths God has spoken over us." My dear friends, it's crucial to understand that speaking blessings over ourselves isn't about denying reality or ignoring our challenges. It's about choosing to focus on God's truth rather than our temporary circumstances. In Romans 4, verse 17, we're told that God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. When we speak blessings over ourselves, we're following God's example. We're calling forth the reality of God's promises, even when we can't yet see their manifestation. This requires faith, but it's a faith that pleases God and moves mountains. My friends, what promises has God given you? What blessings has He spoken over your life? I encourage you to begin declaring these truths over yourself daily. Speak them out loud. Let them sink deep into your heart and mind. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, God said, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Declare this truth over yourself. Say, "I am not afraid, for God has redeemed me. He knows my name, and I belong to Him." As you consistently speak God's truth over your life, you'll find your faith growing stronger. Your perspective will begin to shift, and you'll start seeing yourself through God's eyes. This doesn't mean that challenges won't come, but when they do, you'll be equipped with the truth of God's word to combat any negative thoughts or words that try to take root. My dear friends, I challenge you to pay close attention to your words this week. When you catch yourself speaking negatively about yourself, pause and ask, "Does this align with what God says about me?" If not, replace that negative statement with a truth from Scripture. Speak blessings over yourself that reflect your identity in Christ and God's promises for your life. As you do this consistently, you'll find that your faith grows stronger, your outlook becomes more positive, and your actions begin to align with the blessings you're declaring. Remember, aligning our words with God's truth is a process. It takes time and practice to change ingrained speech patterns. But as we persist, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll see transformation in our lives. Let's commit to speaking words that reflect God's truth, His love, and His promises over our lives. As we do, we'll be positioning ourselves to receive all the blessings He has in store for us. And number three, practical steps to speaking blessings over yourself. My dear friends, let's now explore practical steps to implement this in our daily lives. Speaking blessings over yourself is a spiritual discipline that requires intentionality and practice. Let's begin with a powerful verse from Zephaniah 3, verse 17. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Imagine that. God Himself rejoices over you with singing. This is the kind of blessing we should be speaking over ourselves daily. The first practical step is to start your day with declarations of God's truth. Before you even get out of bed, speak life over your day. Say something like, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Declare Psalm 118, verse 24, over your life each morning. Next, create a list of personalized declarations based on Scripture. These should address areas where you struggle with negative self-talk. For example, if you often feel inadequate, your declaration might be, "I am competent and capable through Christ who strengthens me." This is based on 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Write these declarations down and keep them somewhere visible. Read them aloud daily, preferably multiple times a day. Remember, repetition is key in renewing your mind and changing your speech patterns. Another practical step is to use visual reminders. Place sticky notes with encouraging scriptures on your mirror, computer, car dashboard, or anywhere you're most likely to see them regularly. These serve as prompts to speak blessings throughout your day. You might write Jeremiah 29, verse 11 on a note. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Every time you see this, make this declaration: "God's thoughts toward me are good. He has given me a future and a hope." It's also crucial to surround yourself with people who speak life. In Proverbs 13, verse 20, we're told, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Seek out friends and mentors who will encourage you and speak God's truth over your life. Another powerful practice is to keep a blessing journal. Each day, write down at least three blessings you're declaring over your life. This helps you maintain a positive focus and creates a record of the words of life you're speaking. You can look back on these declarations during challenging times for encouragement. Remember, Speaking blessings isn't just about what you say out loud. It also includes your inner dialogue. Pay attention to your thoughts and consciously replace negative self-talk with God's truth. When you catch yourself thinking, "I can't do this," immediately counter it with, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." This is the essence of 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, which we discussed earlier. It's also important to speak blessings over your future. Declare God's promises over your goals and dreams. Speak as though these blessings have already come to pass, just as God does. In Mark 11 verse 24, Jesus tells us, "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Speak with this kind of faith-filled expectation. Also, don't forget to bless others. As you develop the habit of speaking blessings over yourself, extend this practice to those around you. Speak words of encouragement and life to others. In doing so, you'll find that the blessings you speak over others often return to you, multiplied. My friends, implementing these practical steps may feel awkward at first. You might feel self-conscious or doubtful, but I encourage you to persist. The more you practice speaking blessings, the more natural it will become. And as you consistently align your words with God's truth, you'll begin to see powerful changes in your life. Your faith will grow stronger, your outlook will become more positive, and you'll walk with greater confidence in who God has created you to be. Remember, this is not about positive thinking or self-help techniques. This is about agreeing with what God says about you and declaring His promises over your life. It's about using the power of your words to partner with God in bringing His will to pass in your life. So, my dear friends, let's commit to speaking blessings over ourselves daily. Let's fill our mouths with words of life, faith, and hope. As we do, we'll be positioning ourselves to receive all the wonderful blessings God has in store for us. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the author of life and giver of every good gift, I stand in awe of your majesty, your power, and your unfailing love. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your grace knows no bounds. I lift my voice in praise to you, for you alone are worthy of all honor and glory. Thank you, Lord, for your daily provisions, your blessings, and your constant presence in my life. I am grateful for your word that guides me and your spirit that empowers me. Thank you for the ability to declare your truth and align my words with your will. Forgive me, Father, for my sins and for the times I have used my words carelessly or spoken against your truth. I forgive those who have trespassed against me, just as you have forgiven me. I declare that I am a child of God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, created in God's image for a divine purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I speak life into every area of my existence, my mind, my body, my relationships, and my future. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my tongue is a wellspring of life, speaking blessings and not curses. I declare that I have the mind of Christ, filled with thoughts of peace and not of evil. I declare that I am blessed coming in and going out, and everything I put my hand to prospers. Almighty God, I speak abundance over my life. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially. I declare that I am equipped with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I declare that I am anointed to speak words of life, hope, and encouragement to others. Father, I declare complete healing over every part of my body, mind, and spirit. I speak life to every cell, every organ, and every system in my body. I declare that no sickness, disease, or spirit of infirmity shall have any power over me, for I am covered by the blood of Jesus and healed by his stripes. I speak restoration to any area of brokenness in my life, emotional, physical, or spiritual. Lord, I rebuke every spirit of negativity, doubt, and fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind the power of destructive words, and I declare that every curse spoken over my life is broken. Lord, cancel every assignment of the enemy against my speech and my thoughts. Empower me to use my words as weapons of righteousness, tearing down strongholds and building up faith. Let my declarations align with your will and timing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy, be it fear, anxiety, depression, or doubt. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, surround me with your protection and build a hedge of fire around me. I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. May they too experience the power of speaking your truth over their lives. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I'm grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, declaring your blessings over our lives. We proclaim that our words are aligned with your truth, speaking life and not death. We declare that we are blessed, favored, and loved by you. We speak healing over our bodies, our minds, and our relationships. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every attack of the enemy on our speech and thoughts. Holy Spirit, empower us to use our words as instruments of your love and grace. We declare that our tongues are fountains of life, bringing encouragement and hope to others. We claim victory over negative self-talk and destructive speech patterns in our lives. We declare that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, we thank you that our steps are ordered by you, and no evil shall befall us. We are grateful that we are blessed in our coming and going, and your favor surrounds us like a shield wherever we go. Almighty God, we declare that your goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We declare that everything is working for us and not against us. Protect us, Lord, as we step out in faith, speaking blessings even in the face of adversity. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.